This is an NBA Finals Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Fox has it with 20 points tonight. Fox now passed to Wemby. Wemby rises. His shot's no good. Rebound Knicks. Game's over. Lucky 13 for the Knicks.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brandon Sprague, NBA Finals Week on The Fan is brought to you by Video Only. For the best deals on Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs, shop Video Only. Or you'll be sorry. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and The Fan Sports Network. Hello, happy Friday, everybody.
Whoa. Shout out the Hoggies.
Here we go, man. Here we go.
I know.
What is happening?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. How did graduation go yesterday?
Way too long.
What was the time frame on it?
I somehow got there at 10:25, and it didn't end until 11:25.
Ooh, it went on an extra hour.
So I already
after
missed
that.
Like 20 minutes of it.
You missed probably the, did they do the Pledge of Allegiance?
You know, that's a whole other thing. They did that at the high school graduation I went to, and I just kind of just wondered why.
Right.
Why are we doing this right here?
If you want to do the Pledge of Allegiance, you go for it, buddy. But why are we making everybody do it? And especially when we're all sitting in a gym waiting for this event to be over.
Like, why would you do it at a graduation?
I don't know.
Because a mass amount of people have gathered?
I think that's a county ruling. If there's more than 50 people in one room at any time, you have to do the Pledge of Allegiance. That's the way that it works. Why would you just sing like the school fight song? You're like, you know, isn't it like a prideful thing? Rah, rah. Whatever your school fight song is.
I've been to some graduations. I don't remember doing the national anthem at a graduation, and now that's a thing.
No, at my fifth grade graduation for my nephew on Friday, there was no Pledge of Allegiance, but they did sing their elementary school fight song, which I thought was fitting. You're graduating your school, show some honor to your school, and move on. I didn't know they had an elementary school fight song, but you learn something new every year.
Do you think graduating every 3 years and getting a piece of paper and a big ceremony is desensitized us to caring about graduation? It's like made it less cool. Hey, good job. You did kindergarten.
It's far less significant.
Well, hey, good job. You did fifth grade. Hey, good job. You did eighth grade. Let's have big get-togethers.
Participation trophies for education.
Ooh, this is why we're going soft and losing as a society.
Well, I'm not saying I'm not going to that. I just...
Everybody's weak.
Do you get excited about high school graduation if you've already had four of them?
Mm-mm.
I don't think you do. I think you're just like, cool, another stupid ceremony.
Yeah, there's some validity to this for sure. Where the idea of celebrating some of the younger ones does make me chuckle, but there's also the balance of like acknowledging it's a big deal for families.
Why is it a big deal?
Well, like your daughter graduating eighth grade is not a big deal to you?
I felt really nothing.
Really?
Why would I feel
going to high school? I don't know. That's a pretty
big excitement.
That's already happening.
Going to high school, that's going to happen no matter what.
You're done with the younger ages of...
That doesn't change anything.
I'm not saying the graduation does. I'm saying, like, I thought about that yesterday. Like, when Teddy is done with eighth grade going to high school, that's going to be a holy, holy hell, what the hell happened moment for me. Just because that seems like it's so far off, and I know it will be here before I know it. So that seems like a big deal internally for me, but I don't need a graduation for it. I think both things can be true.
Yeah. Well, but how are both things true if you're already acknowledging, like if Teddy's midway through eighth grade, you're like, holy crap, you're done in 2 months in this high school.
Yeah.
I don't know if the graduation's going to make
it. I don't need a graduation at all.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's still a big deal to me, but I don't need a graduation to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're on my side here.
Yes, I am on your side.
It felt like you started on the opposite side.
No, I said I can understand why graduations seem dumb, but I also acknowledge they seem significant to the individual people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
The kids didn't seem super excited.
I don't think it's a kid thing at all. Kids don't care that they're graduating anything.
So you think it's all just for parents?
Yes, 100%
so
it's
for
parents.
So we just as a society said, let's have kindergarten graduations, fifth grade graduation, eighth grade graduation.
Kids don't want to do that stuff.
No.
Kids want nothing to do with that.
No.
When we're that age, we wanted nothing to do with that.
No. I also got shushed. I got shushed.
Well, at a graduation.
Did you have a Karen at your graduation?
Well, I was standing. I wasn't even able to sit. I was barely in the door. It was pretty packed. Everybody was there. I was late. I had to park a half mile away. So that was fun. And I got in there. And I'm probably 10 feet from the door. And this is like at a moment where they're just like saying names. Mm-hmm. And then you're doing the universal. It's a one clap policy now we do.
Ah, one clap.
These graduations.
Yeah, you don't want an ovation for every kid.
Right.
It takes too long.
And I saw a parent of one of my basketball players. And I hadn't seen him in a while. And we were standing next to each other because he has a little. And he doesn't want to put the little in front of the sit-down area because then she might get antsy and, you know, now he's walking up and down. So we're both by the door, and we're just like, got any summer plans?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we'll probably fix the house. And this is how we're talking. And a teacher, maybe a foot and a half away, turns and goes, shh.
Yeah.
Guys. And we were just like, we like kind of looked at each other. We're like,
cut that conversation out.
You could still hear the name. The clapping is still happening.
Everybody around you is distracted. Yeah. They can't acknowledge the graduation of their kid anymore.
I was just like, okay, all right, we got the shusher.
We're going to shush.
We got a big shusher here.
We got a big shusher over
here. I mean, you know.
Seems like a bit of a dud of a day.
It would take a lot for me to be a public shusher.
Yeah. Oh, I would never publicly shush. Never.
Not shush.
Even if I want to shush, I wouldn't shush.
I might give a glancing glare like what's going on.
Mm.
Even though I know what's going on and I'm some side eye, but that's as far as I would go.
Well, it wasn't like we were taking a test and
exactly.
We were listening to the instructions of said test. Hey, here's how you defuse the bomb. So, what have you been doing lately? Like, that's not what was happening at all.
No.
It was like, Marty Supreme.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverson.
There you go.
Ashley.
Did you kind of do an eye roll, really?
No, I didn't. Oh, yeah, I wasn't trying to have up any controversy. I just took note of like, oh, we got a public shusher.
Next thing you know, your youngest is going to elementary school and you show up to parent-teacher conferences. Who's the teacher? Right there. Your shusher.
Well, I watched him a little bit. About 10 minutes later, he leans over and starts talking to another faculty member.
Oh, you should have shushed him back. That was your opportunity.
Oh, dude, you have no
excuse
idea.
Me. Shh, shh, shh.
It ate at me. I almost was
Can you keep it down over there?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you over there.
That's where I could have seen you because you were rushing there. You didn't want to do this. You already think the whole process is a little overblown.
It's pretty stupid.
That could have been
It's pretty stupid.
The match that lit the fuse.
Felt like more of an excuse for people to be skipping out of work than it did the kids really caring.
Exactly. Yeah. Getting out of school early, too. You got to bring the younger kids as well.
Oh, they went to they went and did like a party.
Yeah, they're doing it's a total no-go.
If you want to have a party for the kids, go have a party for the kids. Great. That's great. Here you go.
You know,
here, I'll sign my...
Look, we got photos. It wasn't the worst thing in the world. But I got a public shushing. I couldn't find parking.
I thought this could be like a happy-go-lucky opening segment. My baby's graduated eighth grade.
I mean, she didn't graduate. You just move on.
Well, right.
Graduate eighth grade.
You're not going back to that school, is she? Not
GPA doesn't transfer. If you got all
B's
in
middle school. They don't even have grades anymore in middle school.
Exactly. It's like you tried hard. You tried harder. You tried the hardest.
To be fair, when you graduate, I don't think they ever transfer, do they? Like high school to college or any of
No, schools. I'm just saying, like, it's not really a graduate. We've made it. We call it a graduation.
You've moved on from middle school to high school.
There was a kid with a 2.0 GPA that walked through and got that piece of paper yesterday.
Did anybody get held back? Anybody
no.
not make it? There wasn't one kid?
No.
One left behind?
Did Let's we leave? Just be honest.
Bush won. No kid was left behind?
Yeah, call a spade a spade.
No
man.
Kids are left behind. Look at us.
If you have like all D's in high school, you're probably not going to get that
no,
diploma.
You're not getting a degree. That's
so,
not happening.
You know, if that's not the case in middle school, it's a sham graduation. Graduation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you there. It doesn't take a lot of effort to graduate from eighth grade. That's certainly true.
I also got accused of, like, I think I had accidental, a misidentification of road rage this morning.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, I had a truck, literally, if I would have even hit my brakes a teensy bit, would have slammed in the back of my car.
Ooh.
And I look in my mirror, and he's flipping me off.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Nothing.
How'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
That's the story.
If I would have done something, I would have been like, I earned this.
Yeah.
I deserve this.
This is coming my way.
I got into the flow of traffic. I exited at the right exit. I merged properly. There was nobody behind me when I merged.
Mm.
And I was just started going
so
and
you
to pass a semi
truck,
and a truck.
Pickup
got
truck
behind
or like semi truck?
Like a doomsdayer looking pickup truck.
Oh, yeah, like a Mad Max
One
truck.
One of these really weird people that has at all times a propane tank on the back.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And he's got these things of water. It's
so
like
it wasn't
he is
a work
for the
utility
apocalypse.
Service truck. This is just a.
This is a standard, he's going to work or something guy. and he just comes screaming up out of nowhere. No idea where he came from.
You get out of his way, dude. The guy's got places to go. He's saving the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. You're hanging out in the left lane over here.
No, I passed a semi. I got over.
Your soy boy car.
He then gets right behind me again.
Out of my way.
He exits where I exit. Now we're going over the Fremont. He's on my ass. Then he coasts right. Then cuts me off super hard. Ooh. I break. I'm like, you can have this. I don't know what happened here.
You go ahead and have your space there,
he
buddy.
He then rides another car's ass, and I've realized he's misidentified the car that pissed him off because the car, the next one, was white as well.
That was the one he was looking
for. So he thought I was a different car.
No, that wasn't it. Sorry about that. Wrong one. Let's go hassle the next person.
Oh, just the worst.
That's a hell of a way to start your day. Nice little low blood pressure. We just got done with our Kevin Love breathing exercises before the show. That's exactly how you want to start your day, right? Nice, smooth, in control, cup of coffee, moment of zen, chasing people down in my high lift truck.
I'll tell
you. Screaming out the window.
If you want to talk about maturity or just being old and boring, both of these instances are evidence of how, like, old and mature I've gotten.
Yeah, no fight back.
The shusher would have been shushed back 5 years ago by me. Yeah. I'd have leaned in when he was talking to that staff. I'm like, hey, shh, and just sarcastically stared at him, but I didn't want that smoke. This guy, I would have toyed with him a little bit and given him a middle finger back, but I'm like, hey, I'll just move. You can go. You can go about your Friday.
Yeah, that's one that there's no winners
there's
in that.
No winner.
Like, what do I get out of my little vanity in my car? Does my masculinity feel higher by flipping that guy off? Next thing I know, he's ramming into the back of my car,
exactly.
And he's got a gun in there. Now it's like, all right, this is great. I'm glad this happened for no reason whatsoever. I will never, like, you can flip me off. You can honk at me. You can do whatever. You can throw the nastiest slurs at me you want. I would never respond to you on the road, ever. It's just not worth it.
Well, I learned that lesson, I want to say it was last year, when I had something like this happen. A car just screamed up right behind me. I was merging onto the 99 in Milwaukee, and then I got over to let them go because they seemed like they were trying to go fast, and they cut over, and we got stopped at the same light, and they're turning left, and I'm just going straight, and I just roll my window down, and I was like, did you need to do that? And the lady and the guy, like, yeah, you cut us off. I'm like, I cut nobody off.
Nobody
I don't know what you're
was cut
about.
Off here.
If I did, I'm sorry. I didn't do anything. And she goes, you pissed us off. We were trying to get over. I was like, I never saw you. And then I go, why are you being such an a-hole? And she's like, we are a-holes. And I was like,
yep, there you are.
I'll never forget that
At
line.
At least you acknowledge it.
Dude.
As long as you know it and you admit it, that's fine. But,
I've
man.
I've never seen that in my life of just like, why are you being an a-hole? Because we are a-holes. And I was like, oh.
You know, it's possible to walk through life and not be one of those, right? And not be angry 24/7 and have the littlest thing set you off. It's okay.
I know, but... Also, it seems like they're totally comfortable just being that miserable person.
I'm an a-hole. I'm going to honk at you.
So the 8th grade graduation for Teddy, you're going to be...
I'm going to be emotional, man. I think I will be.
Really?
I think I will be. Maybe I'm a softie. I don't know.
I don't know if that makes you a softie.
He's starting like a preschool thing next week, and I'm already like, dude, I'm going to start crying, man.
Oh, okay. Maybe it has to do with the personality of the kid.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I had a photo sent to me of my daughter at preschool. I took her to her first day of preschool.
Yeah.
Because the wife had work.
That's back in the day. Probably we were a night show, too. Available in the mornings or at least later in the afternoon.
Yeah, no, it probably was the night show days. And I dropped her off, and she gave me like a cute little thumbs up at the front door. She was excited.
I'm good to go, Dad.
And I cried in the car.
Yeah.
So like.
So how do we go from that to eighth grade and nothing? Just because the kid doesn't care about it anymore?
Because it's been 2 years of, oh, shut up, Dad. All right.
Yeah, I get that.
All right.
All right.
Hey, you excited for your big graduation? No, I don't want to go to school. I'm like,
okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Well, and if you're not excited about it, then I'm not excited about it.
It's June. Since September, it's been a whole, you know, whatever, how many months that is, nine
Slow
months
bleed
of
up.
Just... Yeah, she's going to be in high school.
Yeah, we know it's coming.
I'll be very curious.
No big deal.
Let's report back on this when Teddy's getting through eighth grade.
Yeah.
Like, if you also find yourself feeling like me of just like, yeah, it's a big deal she's going to high school, but like the graduation didn't change
anything. It's more about just the weird feeling of like your countdown clock to having a kid out of your house has officially begun. I feel like when you get to high school, and that's got to be a weird feeling as a parent, I would imagine. like 4 years away. Now, she might not leave right away, or maybe there's a trade school, maybe she takes a year off. Like, you don't know if your kid's going to go straight to college or not. But if they do, that's a weird feeling of, like, me thinking about that right now blows my mind. Blows my mind. And I know I'll get there eventually.
You're going to be really old.
I'm going to be super old, dude. I'm going to be ready to retire.
I'll have a book written for you. What to do when those kids leave.
That's a weird feeling for me of knowing you're 4 years away from. It's not about graduating eighth grade is nothing. It's more about the idea of where you're at and how many more years you have left in your house. Mm. That makes it kind of an emotional thing.
I think because of how awful everything is, I have no idea if she truly is going to leave.
Yeah, maybe she just stays around.
You know what I mean?
Never know.
Like, my niece is going to Portland State. You know where she's going?
Because live at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, smart move, save a lot of money.
My kid might do that, too. She might be like, hey, actually, I'm going to get a psychology degree, and I'm not leaving the state. It's super cheap tuition, and I'm living here. Like, okay.
All right, save me money.
That's 4 to 5 more years.
That is very true.
And then even then, she's going to get that degree, have a good salary, but they're going to be like, do you want a roommate?
Yeah. That's what that rental house is for. Move on in. You can rent them out of your house.
So maybe you're right. I could see myself.
That's definitely
being
a fair point. Like, you don't know, but it's just the idea if she does go to college, if she does leave, that's weird for me of like, man, being an empty nester. And Swag went through it, like, he knows it, but that's just a strange thing to think about when I have a 2-year-old and one in the oven.
That's a very fair observation. I think the part of eighth grade, like, knowing there's still 4 more years, though, is different than, like, if she gets to the end, when she gets to the end of high school, it's going to be like,
will you be emotional for high school graduation?
I could see, if I know she's going to, like,
I'm going to go to
an East Coast school.
Sure.
Call it NYU for argument's sake. She's
going
like, I'm going
Rhode
to
Rhode Island or Vermont or whatever.
You know, whatever it is. Yeah, I'm going to be awful.
Yeah.
I'll probably be far more awful, though, like, taking her to the school and then departing, leaving her.
Yeah.
That's, of all the emotional places, that's the most emotional.
Yeah.
More so than being like, oh, she's going to high school, which means she's 4 years from college, which means she's 4 years out of my house. That didn't hit me like that.
Yeah, somebody said some kids never leave. I certainly acknowledge that. Some kids never leave home, and that's a totally different feeling. Like, your kid, when he graduated high school, did he leave right away, or did he stick around for a little bit?
No, he went because COCC over in Bend had dorms.
Yeah, so he moved over right away,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was out in Central Oregon.
Were you emotional about it? Because that's 3.5 hours away, right?
No, I was more because he had some challenges in high school. Mm. So I thought maybe he might stick because he wasn't like super fired up about any particular
Didn't really
major
have a lane he wanted to go in.
So we didn't know if maybe he would go to like, you know, PCC or Mount Hood or somewhere close and be home. So that was in the offing, but he wanted to go do it. And so I remember I called him the Friday after his first week of classes. And my concern was, he might just be in his room. Is he getting out? Is he doing all
meeting
that
friends
stuff?
And all that.
And he was down in the public area of his dorm, and I heard a pool table in the background, and I asked him, and that made me really happy and proud.
Right.
It's like, no, he's out there. He's
getting
talking
out of the
to
shell.
People.
Yeah.
You know.
In dorms, I feel like it's almost impossible not to because you're just living on top of everybody.
Absolutely.
And it's like,
exactly.
There's no
escape
from it.
But he wasn't sitting there in it. He was out. It was Friday afternoon. His classes were done. He was, and that phone call I will remember more than.
Sure, than the other stuff.
Than the other stuff.
Yeah, maybe it's just when your kids get older and they become more of like a, you know. Brat's not the right word, but they talk back to you, and they, you know, like, it's different than when you have a 2-year-old. Now, mine certainly talks back to me, but
it's gonna get worse
in a much different way.
Wait, and
somebody
tells you to F
off. I can scold mine and put him in
timeout.
What the
hell do you
still.
Know, Dad?
Right. So,
what do they call you, dirt?
Somebody texted it and said, well, I lost him with my daughter on her last day of preschool. It's like, dude, I know I'm gonna bawl my eyes out when that happens. When he's done with preschool, going to kindergarten, like the idea of starting school, I'm gonna cry my eyes out when that happens.
Look, them being the cute preschool age, I'm acknowledging. I cried on the first day in my car in a parking lot.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll stick or not. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
As the years go by.
And I'm certainly maybe less emotional than some. I'll acknowledge I'm kind of numb in some ways. Because she's got 4 more years, middle school is just such a, I don't know. It's a weird thing where it's not like an emotional thing for me.
Mm. It's kind of a no man's land of school to a certain extent.
It's a no countsies.
Yeah, because you got elementary school where you're starting and you're learning and it's a big deal in kindergarten, and then it's and then you're just kind of waiting for high school.
Yeah.
you're in school purgatory for a little bit.
High school is the start of the first decently sized thing of their lives,
right? Let's see what we got, kids.
Now we go in.
Let's test our skills and our mettle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that I'm so numb.
Yeah, you bummer Brandon to the graduation today.
I mean...
I was not expecting that. Got me off guard.
A shusher.
Yeah, you got shushed yesterday.
Public shusher. I also couldn't be next to my wife.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
She was up in the bleachers.
She was sat
standing
somewhere else.
On the ground against a wall.
Can't even celebrate together.
See. Yeah.
I'll be over. What time's the graduation party start tonight? What time's the big barbecue?
Yeah, the big graduation barbecue. That's definitely happening.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I was chasing around a cat that I couldn't find in the neighborhood last night.
You did lost not come the neighbor home. Cat?
Did not. I found it this morning. One of the reasons I was running late today, because he was sitting on the front porch. Like, oh, there you are. Let me go back inside and get the keys and let you in now. I was out there at like 10:15. I couldn't sleep last
night. Does this cat have a name?
Mochi.
Mochi.
Mochi the cat.
Mochi. All
right. I was out there at 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, and 10:15.
10:15?
Shaking treats. And I'm like, I can't go to sleep. Now I'm guilty. I have this on my head.
Should have told you.
When are they coming back?
Yeah. Like, I got like five more days, six more days.
My indoor-outdoor cat, Cool J,
yeah,
he would have these random nights where I just assume he's off with the ladies, even though he was fixed.
Hanging in the neighborhood.
I had, in my mind, he's like playing poker late. Now he's at the bar. It's 10:30. I got to go to bed. He's, leave the light on. I'll be home.
Found a couple of honeys.
We used to worry about that in the beginning, and then we realized that, like, he just sometimes would get home, and we'd be woken up with him at the sliding door.
Yeah.
And it'd be like 5 a.m., like, you know, I'm finally home. Let me in, dude. It's cold.
Yeah, maybe he does this often, but there was a text in the thread of, like, he has slept outside before, but it would be ideal if he's inside. So I'm like laying in bed at 9:45, like, oh my God, did this cat die? I got to go back out.
You killed my cat.
I killed their cat. Dude, these kids are never going to talk to me again. I'm going to be the pariah in the neighborhood.
Well, we have a lot to get to today. It's a busy little program. Let's have a Friday. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan. All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1, The Fan and The Fan Sports Network. Did we get a 9 for 9, or was it like an 8.5 out of 9? How do you gauge what the hockey was last night? Because I can do it easier in football.
Sure.
Basketball. Yeah. Is that the equivalent of like a team winning by 12, but it got cut to 6, but then ultimately they won by 13?
It's a tough one. It's a tweener. We had a gray a gray area last night where it was not a blowout. It was
it never
not
got
a game.
To the point where you walked away from
never
it.
Never walked away from it. It was always within contact, right? It's 1-1 at the end of the first. Okay, here we go. Canes get a couple of goals in the second period. It's a 3-1 lead. Okay, 3-1. Teams have come back from that before. You're sticking around watching the fourth. And then you had a moment at the end with, you know, the Vegas had a power play and an empty net. So they had a 6-on-4 for like 2 minutes with multiple chances to score to cut it to a 1-goal game. Here's what I will say in the theme of the opening segment and us passing our youth on to the next level very easily. I'm going to give it a 9 for 9 only because the first four games of the series were awesome and I didn't turn it off. So I will allow it to enter the category of 9 for 9. I watched the entire game last night. And if I'm going to watch the entire game, tells me it was at least somewhat compelling. Not an all-time classic. The worst of the series probably to this point. But we're also going through one of the most historically competitive and
dramatic
Stanley Cup finals that we have ever seen. So I'll allow it. 9 for 9.
9 for 9's not bad.
I'll allow it.
Okay. I'm going to take your ruling as
if it's 4-0 at the end of the second period, everybody is walking. Now, maybe you get
it
a crazy comeback.
It got to 4-1.
It did, but then Vegas answered pretty quickly to make it 4-2. And so when you're within two with – when did Vegas score that last
four
goal?
4 minutes.
About 4 minutes to go in the game?
I think so, yeah.
So that, you know, you're at least within touch.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like Carolina piled on and it was 4-1 going into the third period.
No.
It was 3-1. So, you know, it – kept me around long enough, and I'll allow it, 9 for 9.
I had it long enough where the second period ended, and I started laughing. I go, oh, my God, is it going to be 3-2, and the Canes are going to win? Am I going to nail this exactly
when it
again?
Was 3-1, it looked like there was a good chance that was going to be the outcome of the game. It looked like
so
it was
Vegas
for a brief moment.
Vegas scored 2.5 minutes after Carolina made it 4-1
right,
in the third
period. So it's 4-1, and that was the moment you're like, okay, this is over. And then pretty quickly
they
you got a response,
and
you're like, okay. Then you had a little chance there at the end.
Yeah.
Again, it's hard to live up to the standard that the series has set. There was a great quote yesterday from Tortorella. They asked him about the De'Aaron Fox play randomly of just like an athlete brain farting in a moment like that, and how you handle it as a coach.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, and he's talking about how you just there's no way that you can ever fathom what's going through these guys' heads at the highest level and the biggest, you know, culmination moment of your sport, everything that goes into it. And then he basically understood and tried to not excuse it, but say like he's a world class player. He made a brain fart, and that could happen to anybody in any moment, no matter what the stakes are. And then he tried to explain some of the things that have happened in this series, and it's like I've been around hockey my whole life, and I've never seen some of this stuff before. And that's the beauty of sports, is that you show up and you're never sure what you're going to get from a game or a series.
Well, you noted this a couple games ago, and I give you credit. You said that Carolina's not going to win if they're not going to capitalize on power plays. And it feels like since you said that, they've had two straight games of
power play goals have started to pour in.
Capitalizing on power play goals.
Felt like they were due. Like it was only a matter of time until they got it figured out. They're too good to not do it. And then they finally did.
What series, let me ask you this then. What series, as a sports fan, would you say is more likely you'd say over? Is it Carolina Vegas or is it New York San Antonio?
I think just from a mathematical, but I also think San Antonio is going to win game five. I would just say from a mathematical standpoint, I will play the odds.
Don't
tell
play
you the
odds. I want the feel. I don't ask
I don't think
odds.
Either series is over, to be honest with you. Yeah. I think if you're smart, you should parlay a Spurs and Vegas Knights parlay. Get spicy, because neither of them are over.
They're not, no.
By a
obviously.
Long stretch. I think San Antonio is going to win game five.
You don't think Carolina winning two straight has kind of swayed you a little bit, going up 4-1 in that game?
Not necessarily. I mean, I'm not saying
Bussy
that they...
seems to be red hot right now.
Dude, he's having a hell of a moment until he's not. That's the beauty of hockey. Next thing you know, Anderson, their starter, was having a great run and then all of a sudden gave up 4 goals in a game and had a dud and they had to pull him, and now here we are. He also took a knee to the side of the head, which certainly didn't help, and now there's questions about are they hiding something medical with him? Like, to your point, Carolina hasn't lost back-to-back games since the middle of January.
Yeah.
So we're in June.
Yes.
That was a long time ago. So I get that it's a tall task and you're going to have to win game seven, but San Antonio has shown me they can win games on the road.
Yeah.
Vegas has shown me they can win games on the road. Both series has shown me that no matter how the start of the game goes, it doesn't dictate the end of the game. We've had a 4-0 lead blown in the Stanley Cup final. We've had the largest blown lead in the history of the NBA finals. So neither one, I think they're both a long ways away. But I would say if I had to pick a winner of a series, I'd feel more confident taking the Knicks right now than I would Carolina.
Really?
I would, yeah.
I got to admit, I'm a little surprised to hear you say that.
Hockey's just funky, dude.
It's a very funky sport.
Vegas won a game bouncing a puck off the end board off of the goalie's skate. That happened in this series in overtime.
You're not wrong.
After blowing a 4-goal lead.
But I think because of the new goalie thing and the two straight wins, I don't know.
How long do you believe until the clock hits midnight? Because he's certainly been great all year. But
he only needs to get one more.
He only needs to get one more.
And that midnight, he could turn into a pumpkin the next day.
What if they jump on him in Vegas in game six and all of a sudden you have your starting goaltender who took a knee to the side of the head, who you're saying is a healthy scratch, and your backup who was riding high with confidence and nobody could score on all of a sudden is shaky in confidence for a game seven?
I think because the Spurs have been in multiple one-point games in the finals and blown leads, I look at that series, and I certainly agree with the math part of it's 3-1. Are they going to win three straight games?
Only happened once in the NBA Finals.
It's only happened once ever. Everybody else is 0-4 in the 3-1 situation in the Finals. The only one is LeBronny. But there is something that leaves me feeling slightly more confident in the Spurs, Wemby, Castle, Harper being able to do this than right now. Two straight games, this new goalie being hot, it kind of feels like, and you look at the records coming into the playoffs, it was what?
It's a massive
63-39 or whatever it was.
One of the biggest gaps we've ever seen.
It feels like the 63-win team, and I'm a non-hockey blue line Brandon guy, it feels like the 63-win team has like gotten a stranglehold of like, we're better.
Yeah.
And the 39-win team kind of looked yesterday like, you're better. And
they
I
were
don't
the
know
better
if that's
team
the case, but
yeah.
I would pick the Canes.
That felt like the most lopsided, and I know score-wise it's an obvious. Well, I guess.
Because they won by 2 goals the previous game.
Yeah, the previous game is an empty netter. That was the most lopsided game of the series, though, just
yes.
in terms of chances and looks and possession time and the certain metrics and analytics you look at to see who's controlling a hockey game. That was the – and Carolina's at home, so to their credit, they did what they needed to do and took care of home ice and all that.
Right.
Vegas does have a problem on their hands that Carter Hart, their goaltender, who has been chanted no means no throughout the series in Carolina, he is the first goalie to ever give up 4 goals in the first 5 games of a Stanley Cup final.
His save percentage is like .850.
It's not very good right
That's
now.
That's not good.
It's not very good. And so he's got to have to...
.850 is bad.
Yes, for yes. a save percentage is not good.
Okay.
So he that either you're going to have to score 5 in order to win.
Normally, if
you're... Which doesn't seem like
yeah,
a great strategy
if your
strategy
save percentage
right now,
drops below 900, yeah. you're in danger of losing the starting goalie gig.
Okay, yeah. Let me ask you this. If both series are ended in the next games of them being played, mm-hmm. what series are we going to look back and say was better?
I mean, I know what the general we would say. The general fan base will obviously
say
the
NBA.
I would go the Stanley Cup final, though. I think we've seen...
Because a slight more, like one more game play, because it'd be 6
It's not even just
five.
Necessarily that, and neither one, like there's no right answer here. Both series have been great. That's where the whole joke of being 9-for-9, right? Like every game's been entertaining and compelling, and that's been awesome. We haven't had a blowout that's... We came close in both, yeah. thinking, okay, this game's over, and then the other team came back in both circumstances. I feel like we've checked more of the we've never seen this before box in the Stanley Cup final. Now, you could counter that and say the largest comeback in NBA finals history made it a more compelling series, and that's certainly hard to disagree with.
Yeah,
the general sports fan will definitely say NBA finals, but I would go Stanley Cup final just because we've never seen, you know, the first 4 games both teams score 4 goals or 3 goals or whatever the number is. Mm-hmm. We've never seen Jordan Staal first 5 games of the series having a goal or 5 games in a row. There's just a lot of things that have never happened before.
Yeah.
In the Stanley Cup final that we've seen in this series, and last night certainly wasn't the best game in the world, but at least compelling enough to make you watch 90 minutes.
I also on the other side of this, and I know we got to go, but I was wondering too. On the note of something you haven't seen before in the NBA, because of how great the TV ratings have been for them, like some of these games are the best they've had since Jordan left in 98.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is going to create a wave or if it's a standalone exception of New York Wemby. Like, how much more is this about New York than it is Wemby? And that's an interesting thing I was thinking about yesterday of, like, they're having great success with the mm-hmm. ratings despite mm-hmm. everybody bitching about the league.
Oh, game 4 is going to be astronomical.
You mean game 5? Oh, you mean the game 4?
We haven't had the number yet for game 4. It's going to be huge.
Yeah, I agree with that. So I'm kind of just curious, like, is it mean anything going forward, or is it a standalone
it's
New
tough.
York uniqueness, haven't won since 73, and, oh, an alien?
Yeah, that's a hard one to parcel out. And then you had the Trump impact of game 3 as well, which caused a whole media storm and was getting talked about on non-sports channels, so it filtered out of the bubble of the sports world, even though the finals already does
It'd
that.
It'd be very odd to me, and I know it's a real thing, it's very odd to know that somebody tuned into that game just because Donald Trump was maybe going to be on television for 8 seconds.
We live in a pretty odd country.
We live in a very odd country. You're not wrong, but that's my brain can't compute that.
Neither can I, but I know it's a thing, and I know they exist.
So Carolina, the Fighting Dundons are 1 win away from hoisting their second Stanley Cup ever.
They are. Would be a pretty big deal for old Tommy D.
He did it on the cheap. Go hire the JUCO coach.
Maybe this weekend we'll find out who our coach is, because he can't hire a coach until the Stanley Cup final is over.
Not capable, hear. A lot to get to today. We got Adam Rittenberg coming up at 8 a.m. of ESPN College Football. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan. All right, welcome back in. 6:45. We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the radio program. We have a big no-no. We have somebody in sports that kind of stepped in it yesterday. I have one of the coolest sports stories I've heard in a long time I'm going to share with you.
Okay.
And do you want dick? Think about that. It's a loaded second hour.
I don't know if this texter is going to agree with the answer of that question being yes. Crying when your kids start school or graduate is soft.
Yeah.
That's why kids grow up soft.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I cried
thing.
In my car.
Every kid does. It's not that big of a deal. Somebody get this guy a hug, stat.
Is that the guy in the truck behind you this morning?
I think this guy, somebody, this guy, you need a hug, buddy. A hug and a warm cookie. How about that? Would that make you feel a little bit better?
Get him a sticky bun or something.
It's okay to be emotional, man.
You reminded me the way you said that. You reminded me of the lady in Office Space. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays. Somebody's got a case of
somebody
the
You need a hug. You need a hug over there.
You need a hug.
Come here.
Give the hug pillow to that guy. Let's give him a hug. Come on. Give that guy a hug.
Sometimes I can't tell when people are troll texting or being legitimately honest about their feelings on topics.
I promise I will go to Alpha Male School over the weekend. We'll see how the 48 hours goes. Maybe by Monday I won't be a crybaby bitch.
At this early in the morning, I think that's some raw emotion.
You think that's just
some raw emotion?
That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah, I think it first thing in the morning, if you haven't been up for a while, you're just kind of getting going. Like that's a guttural reaction. That is raw honesty right there. Later in the day, your brain's going. Some reason can kick in.
You think
in.
He looks back and goes, you know, actually, I cried when my kid caught his first fish. And you know what? I take that back.
Nothing kid achievement is cryworthy. Anything they do.
Yeah, when you get
ride a bike for the first time.
First thing
talk
in the
for
morning.
The first time. Is it okay to cry then? No? Okay. Say, I love
steps.
You, Dad. Is that okay to cry at that moment? No? All right. I'm just a bitch.
Gets his first hole in one before Dad ever hits
one. Somebody said my son is 17 months. I've already cried a handful of times regarding his age. Like, yeah, dude, it's okay. I don't think my 2-year-old's going to remember me crying, dropping him off at preschool, and then be like, I don't want a job. I'm soft, Dad, because you cried when I was 2.
Well, yeah, I think it's one thing to cry about big moments. It's another, like, when I dropped my kid off and I took the photo and I said, have a great day, and I gave her a little hug, and she says, thanks, Daddy. And I'm like, and then she gets in the building and I go to my car and I see her through the window and she's putting her little backpack away. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. That's different than being like, you have a good day. Like, I wasn't doing that in front of her.
You can't even speak. The other parents are looking at you. Control yourself, man. Get it together.
Just get slapped in the face by a...
Yeah. The hell's a...
Get it together.
You're lucky this guy wasn't there. He would have given you a piece of his mind. He would have revved his engine behind you.
When's the last time you think somebody like that cried?
Ooh, good question. Or are they a closet crier?
Yeah, there's one of two ways. You're a closet crier... Or you cried when Robert Redford died. And that's the only time you've died in the last
Robert Redford's the only one that did it for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Chuck Norris. No, it'd be Chuck Norris.
Oh, good poll, yeah.
That's a great poll.
I mean, it's Walker, Texas Ranger. Whomst amongst us did not cry when that happened. I mean, I love the way you phrase it, though. It's perfect. Like, the idea, you're not bawling in front of the other parents. It's more of like a quiet moment of solitude after it happens of like, God, I can't believe that. Okay, now I'm going to, you know, that's when the tears flow.
My wife.
I also cry when I watch Rudy, so, you know, maybe it's a me problem.
Do you actively put Rudy on?
Who's wild man now? It's you, Rudy.
It's because you wish you were Rudy.
Rudy.
You wish you were University of Oregon's Rudy.
If we would have had a girl, Rudy was going to be the name.
Oh, dude, I got to tell
But I can't
this.
Name the boy Rudy.
So.
I can't, I just can't. Too many people will make the movie joke.
Second here. so I saw a post. I sent it to, I have a. God, dude, you know what this NBA Finals has done to me? Mm. It's created a Knicks group chat.
A lot of Knicks in the life.
Oh, I have Knicks in my life.
Yeah.
Right? Some lifelong with actual New York connections, others
jumping on the bandwagon.
Hopping on because Jay-Z in 1999 was like, pop, 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 pop.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, he's from New York. He's cool. I'm going to be a New York guy. So, like, I have a New York Knicks group chat. And I saw a post yesterday, and I sent it to both of them because I thought it was funny. Now, one of them has 2 kids already. I think he might be done. The other is not married with no kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a post of somebody with the OG Anunoby block tip highlight. And it was a guy that said, I'm going to have to really explain to my daughter why her name is Anunoby. And I shot it to my friend, and I said, if you have a daughter, how is she not
Anunoby
Watts? And he starts laughing. He goes, dude, if they were the title, she might have to be Anunoby, and then last name.
Just call her OG. Just name her OG.
OGs, I mean, that would be
OG
a great name, too.
What's your name, OG? I'm named after OG.
Did you see his?
I've never named anything after a
sports thing.
A sports thing. I have not done that yet. My brother-in-law's doing this, though. Now, I don't know if he's, maybe he's butt-cracking me, if he's listening right now, text me to confirm, but their first kid's due in soon, like month or so, sometime in June, I believe, maybe the end of the end of the month. He went middle name Griffey. Through the grapevine.
Is it a boy?
It's a boy.
That's kind of cool.
I got no beef with it.
Are you mad at that?
No, I'm not mad. Ashamed isn't like, why did I do something cool like that? Why don't I have a cool sports middle name?
Yeah, you had a boy. You got two.
Now I have a chance to do it. Yeah. So I don't know if he was
What name?
I don't. That's also the hard part. Like, what athlete do you pick? What team do you pick?
There's two approaches here.
Now, is first name going to be Milt?
No, it's Wyatt.
Wyatt Bumgartner Johnson.
Wyatt is the leader in
the clubhouse right now. You have two approaches here. Yeah. You go all-time, your favorite. It's not a bad name. It makes sense to me. Examples. Madison. Barry. Marcus.
Yeah. Huh? Or do we go Mariota?
Herbie. Wyatt Herbie Johnson?
Herbie.
Wyatt Herbie Johnson?
Wyatt Herbert Johnson.
I mean, that's a president if I've ever heard one.
That guy's going to be a judge one day.
He's going to be white.
Yeah.
He's going to be a little short, so I have a little bit of a, I'm going to get you.
Judge Wyatt Herbert Johnson with the ruling.
Little man's angry. If you're over 6'5", you're getting the gavel.
Or get this. You take the other approach. Now, this is the ballsy one. It, much like the sports fan that gets the tattoo that says Super Bowl champion
right.
the next season.
Oh, ahead of time.
Do you give him Daniel and call him Dan?
Right.
Ooh, right. In case.
And then 6 months from now, Lanning's the new coach of the Chiefs.
And didn't win the national championship.
And never left one in Addy. We hire the next Willie Taggart. My program goes in the dumps again.
You're right. Don't do it.
No, Dan, no!
Barry would be cool.
Barry would be all right.
Wyatt Barry Johnson.
I mean, as much as I love Bonds.
That's a porn investigator.
That's a Motown singer right there. Yeah.
He just, with the championships, like Barry will always be the all-time great for me watching because I wasn't old enough to remember Willie. The championships pushed him down the pecking order. He's further down Mount Rushmore now. Like, I'd go bum before I went Barry.
But
I'd go Buster.
You can't go bum.
You could go bum.
Buster's a good one.
Buster's
not
bad.
He's destroying your team right now.
But we overlook it. It's okay.
You overlook him destroying
the franchise? He won three titles, dude. He won me three.
You go Bruce.
Those are the only major championships.
Wyatt, any of my favorite Johnson. Teams.
Bruce is not bad
either. Bochy? Bochy's kind of unique and cool. What's your middle name?
Bochy.
Why?
Just go Bochy.
I don't really know. My dad explained it. I don't get it.
Yeah, he told me. I was like, I'm kind of jealous. That's really cool. That the middle name is Griffey. And I'm hoping he's not yanking my chain. Maybe he just was and like threw a random one at me. But I believe that's the plan.
Griffey's a pretty good one.
Griffey's a great name.
No explanation needed.
None at all. Everybody knows who you're talking about.
Now, what's the last name?
Vassbinder.
Okay, so whatever first, Griffey Vassbinder. Doesn't roll off the
G to the V doesn't
the
flow.
The G to V's, you know.
But the V's just a hard one.
You need
one
a one-syllable first name there.
The V's a hard one to flow with.
I mean, but if you love Griffey, I mean.
You go with it.
Yeah, you don't think about it.
You make it work.
It's not like you're introducing your whole name every time you meet somebody.
Sometimes you just want to go first name, middle name, too.
Yeah.
And that fits.
Yeah, there's that. Sports names. Interesting. I never thought about that.
Yeah, I'll try and stop being a baby back bitch, too. I'll learn that, but maybe I'll stop crying.
I really like Barry.
You like Barry?
I kind of want you to name your kid.
The tough part about Barry now is when you just say that, I think of the HBO show.
Over Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's more timely. Are we talking about the skinny cyclist or the all-time home run record holder?
Bochy's a good one, too. Bum's a good one.
Yeah.
Naming your kid with a middle name Bum.
Now, but what team do you go? That's the other tough conundrum.
I know. Who else is in the running for this? Seems like it's all Giants.
Well, that's all we're throwing out. Why not Mariota?
I mean, I named Herbie.
You did. You did name Herbie.
Wyatt Herbie Johnson is definitely at least a federal judge.
I also love Herbie Hancock, too, so it could go both ways.
Oh, well, yeah. He's the first to sign.
Yeah.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the radio program, Dirt and Sprague, on 105.1 The Fan.